Welcome along to another journey on the London Vlogger podcast with me, Stu, where I take you on some of London's most famous and lesser known walking routes to discover the capital's history and sights. If you'd like to read all my walks, they're available at www.londonvlogger.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, or SoundCloud. Today's walk explores the more east side of the capital, uncovering some of the lovely parts that it has to offer, as well as a beautiful walk along the stretch of the River Lea. My walk begins at Hackney Downs, takes me via Clapton and Millfields Park, before a riverside stroll and ending at Springfield Park. My journey starts at Hackney Downs, which is a former Lammas land dating back to the 1860s. Before then, in the 18th century, horse racing took place there, with cricket, football and rugby clubs also using the land. In 1872, the Metropolitan Board of Works acquired the Downs from the Lord of the Manor, Mr. Tyson Amherst, and through an Act of Parliament, it became a public open space. This was prompted due to local residents in the 1860s trying to enclose and conserve all of the 180 acres of the land. It wasn't until 1884 that the Downs were opened as a public park, with paths laid out in it and trees planted within it. In 1965, it became the responsibility of the Hackney Council, who took over the helm of managing it from the London County Council. The park has had a number of changes over the years. Remarkably, it wasn't until 1908 that women's toilets were installed. The Hackney Downs Lodge was created in 1959, an extension to the bowling green happened in 1960, as well as playground and sports courts being built. The park had major works undertaken on it in 2010, with the new tennis courts, a multi-use games area, a play area, and various sports pitches added to it. It does have that real park feel about it, which makes it very different to other parks such as Hyde Park and Green Park, with the sporting element within it. A perfect place to enjoy a peaceful lunch or a run, or just to walk the dog. A walk past Hackney Downs Overground Station takes me to the cute Clapton Pond, which has existed there since the 1600s. And was re-landscaped in the late 1800s for public use. The pond has been awarded the Green Flag Award, which is given to the best green spaces in the country. It's quite a distinct feature of Clapton, having this pretty pond amongst the shops, roads and houses. The pretty bridge going over the water reminds me slightly of Claude Monet's painting, The Water Lily Pond. Quite the contrast in scenery, but I'm sure if you see it, you can see where I'm coming from. Through the houses of Clapton, I come across the Millfields Park, and at the end of the park, I join the River Lea. The Lea Valley Walk is 50 miles, or 80 kilometres long, between Lea Grave, which is the source of the river near Luton, all the way to the Limehouse Basin near Canary Wharf. The walk, which opened in 1993, can be split into four stages. Lea Grave to Hatfield, Hatfield to Broxbourne, Broxbourne to Lea Bridge Road, which is near the Walthamstow Marshes, and Lea Bridge Road to the Limehouse Basin. Within the 50-mile stretch, 18 of these are within London's boundaries, and you pass through areas including Walthamstow, Tottenham Hale and Bow. I joined it at stages 3 to 4. However, one day I'd love to do the entire stretch. The Lea marked the boundary between pre-Roman tribal territories and later formed the frontier between Alfred the Great's land and the Danelaw. Recently, it has become the transition between Middlesex and Essex, and still forms the boundary between Essex and Hertfordshire to the north. I must say, walking along this stretch of river is up there with one of my other favourite walks along the Regent's Canal, as it has the same beautiful river features. Crisp blue water as far as the eye can see, pretty houses on the route, wonderful reflections in the water, plenty of canal boats, and an abundance of greenery, with the marshes in between the river and the towpath. It's so peaceful walking through it, and I'm very jealous of the people who have a riverside view from their windows. I'll now leave the Lea Valley Walk to visit my final destination today, Springfield Park. Occupying just over 14 hectares of green land, the park is located in Upper Clapton in the borough of Hackney. In Georgian era, Springfield House stood on the main entrance to the park, and by the mid-Victorian period, housing estates in the area were developed. However, in 1902, the private estates and land in the area were sold off, with the park put up for auction. A group of local businessmen saved the park, and eventually the London County Council took over the responsibility of it, and in 1905 the park was open to the public. I've discovered many parks on my walks, and they all have their own unique features. Springfield Park has a really steep hill and incline, something not seen in many areas of London, with the backdrop of the River Lee behind it. It certainly is the perfect way to end my walk. I hope you've enjoyed joining me on this walk, and if you have any memories of London or you want to get in touch for any reason, you can email me at londonvlogger@gmail.com or message me on social media. I'm at londonvlogger on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. Well, thanks for joining me, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts or SoundCloud. Until next time, stay safe and well, and I look forward to you joining me on more of my walking adventures soon.